This is Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. As they went on their way, Jesus came into a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who was sitting at the Lord's feet and was listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her serving. She came over and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me." The Lord answered and told her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is needed. In fact, Mary has chosen that better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Are you a Mary or are you a Martha? I think, unfortunately, when people teach this lesson that we read about Jesus' interaction with those two sisters, they kind of boil it down to that question. Are you a Martha who is serving and working and active and trying to please and serve, or are you a Mary and you sit and listen? It doesn't quite work that way, though, does it? Our lives are a little bit more complicated than just an answer to, are you a Mary or are you a Martha, aren't they? Sometimes when we bring that attitude towards our reading like this, we narrow our perspective so much that it kind of sounds like, well, Mary's good and Martha's bad. And if Mary's good, then if you are a Mary and you find yourself being more like her, well, then congratulations, you're on the winning team. And if Martha's bad and you find yourself acting more like her, well, then we've got a problem to figure out. On the other hand, we can kind of overcorrect from that attitude. And I've heard some people try to do this where they try to work really hard at rescuing Martha's reputation. And so you kind of still miss Jesus' point in everything that took place here. It's certainly good for us to, from time to time, slow down, think carefully about, well, this lesson or any other from Scripture, to recognize all the places where there is nuance for us to be aware of and understanding of. It's good for us, it's especially good for us to make sure that the lessons that we are taking out of Scripture are the lessons that are actually there, rather than just trying to maybe put our own opinions on the story so that we can feel better about ourselves or feel better about our attitudes. So, as we approach this account in that way, we realize there's really a whole lot that we might consider. It's maybe a little surprising because it's not that this account is all that long. In fact, our gospel today was just 5 verses. It's really a rather short account, but it fits a whole lot into that brief account, including the fact that the point of these verses isn't really so much about Mary or about Martha. The point is about the one thing needed. And when Mary had the one thing needed, Jesus assured her that it would not be taken away from her. Just like Mary, it is good for us to place our undivided attention on the one thing needed. Let's take a moment still to review the action in this brief account. You have Jesus and his disciples making their way toward Jerusalem. And Jesus goes into a village. The village is not named here in this account, but we know where it is from the rest of Scripture. This is a village called Bethany. And there Martha welcomes Jesus into her home. That's what Luke tells us. Was she a widow that she had her own home, where she could also have her sister who we hear about and a brother who's not mentioned here but is mentioned elsewhere also? How well off was she? These are questions that we just don't know the answer to, so it's really not worth speculating like many people want to. We're better off just focusing on the things that the Bible tells us and not worrying about all those other details that we're less certain of. The details that Scripture shares with us is that Martha, when she welcomed Jesus into her house, spent the time entertaining. She was working hard. She was serving. She was probably preparing a meal. Perhaps there were other things like cleaning or last-minute preparations that she wanted to get done as well. She wanted Jesus to be comfortable. She wanted Jesus to feel welcome there. Mary, on the other hand, sat down right there near Jesus, right at his feet. And she sat and listened. That's another interesting point that people maybe speculate about. What exactly did Jesus have to say to her? We have enough of Jesus' teaching recorded for us in the gospel that we have a pretty good idea of the sorts of things that Jesus might have said, even if we don't know the particulars. But we do know this, that whatever it was that Jesus was teaching, it was interrupted when Martha stopped by and said, "Tell her to help me." She questioned whether Jesus even cared that Martha was working so hard and Mary was just sitting there doing none of the work. And for at least that moment, it sort of sounds like Martha is a child complaining about the fact that this is just not fair and my sister is not doing the chores that I have to do. And that's when Jesus answered, and he explained to Martha just how valuable Mary's choice was, just how valuable it was what Mary was doing. She had chosen the one thing needed. While Martha was upset and worried about many things, Mary had the best thing. And there was no way that Jesus was going to take that away from her. That attitude of Martha tried to take away from Mary the most precious thing of all. Now, that doesn't mean that Martha is all bad. It doesn't mean that Martha serving Jesus was the wrong thing for her to do. In fact, she honored Jesus. She honored him by inviting him to her home. She honored him by cooking for him and preparing hospitality, taking care of him. Scripture tells us plenty as it encourages us to welcome others, to be hospitable to them. And of course, as a church, we ask people all the time to serve in a variety of ways. You'll get an invitation, another one besides this, to stick around after the service, enjoy some treats. They didn't just appear there. Somebody made them, somebody prepared them, somebody set them out. We needed people to serve in order to make this all happen. Doing things, serving, is not a problem. It's not a bad thing. But the attitude that Martha got caught up in is a bad thing, is a concern, is a big problem. Martha got this idea that she was the one really serving and that Mary was doing so much less because she was just sitting there. But of course, Jesus flips this whole idea completely upside down Mary wasn't just sitting there, she was listening. That's what made it so that Mary had the best thing of all, the one thing needed. She had the word of her Savior. She was listening to the word of God. She was giving her undivided attention to the message that God wanted to share with her. Now, there are lots of things, some of them good, some of them bad, that can take our attention away from God's word. We need to be careful. Maybe we even sometimes get this idea in our heads that the things that we do are actually more important than the things that we hear. After all, Luke places this account right after Jesus shared the story of the Good Samaritan. That story talked about doing good. That story talked about being a good neighbor, serving others, helping those in need. And those things are important, clearly. But if all that stuff takes our attention away from God's word, that causes issues. You know, there are some who claim to be Christians who would even go so far as to suggest that the things that we do here in church and the things that we experience here are less valuable than something like going out and feeding the hungry or helping the homeless or some other way of serving people who have needs. Now, without losing sight of the value and the importance of how God wants us to serve others, here we have God's word, the one thing needed. The one thing needed is so valuable because it tells us that our sins are forgiven in Jesus. His word is where we learn that He sacrificed Himself for us. That's how we recognize that He has given us that gift of salvation. Without this, we have nothing real, nothing lasting, nothing of ultimate value. If we feed someone, they're going to be hungry again fairly soon. Even the most important, most useful, most valuable things that we can do only can accomplish so much and only can last for so long. The one thing that is needed, the Word of God, gives us gifts that last forever. The Word of God gives us Jesus, gives us forgiveness, it gives us life and salvation. And that is reason enough for us to be more like Mary. Of course, as people who are not perfect, we still have to be careful about the lessons that we draw, that we don't get the wrong impression or the wrong lesson from focusing on Mary. We can't use her example as some sort of standard for how much time we ought to spend in God's Word. It's not like we ought to start a timer and keep track of how long we sit at the feet of Jesus. Because there are times for us to be more like Martha, to offer works of service. There are times when the various tasks that God Himself has assigned to us in the roles in which He's given to us, that we have to attend to them. But when she had the opportunity, Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and gave Him her undivided attention. We ought to be eager to do the same. Let's not be tempted to allow our time in church to become an opportunity to think about what else is coming up today. Maybe plan out the things that we'd still like to do. Let's not use our gathering together as an opportunity to be annoyed by what other people are doing or saying or wearing? Let's not even think about this gathering as primarily an opportunity to socialize and to get together with friends to visit. It's good to have a chance to socialize. It's good for us to visit with our friends. These are wonderful blessings, but one thing is needed. God's Word. Forgiveness for my wandering thoughts and careless words and actions that have hurt instead of helped. For attitudes that have been anything less than the attitude God would have me have towards others. Jesus has taken all of that away. He's replaced all of my failures with His success. He died for my sins and for yours. He's made me His own dear child, His own close personal friend. And He wants to give Himself to us in His holy word. Here at church, in our daily attention to that word, in our devotions, in our Bible studies, don't let anything distract. Don't let anything worry or upset you. You have the one thing that is needed, and it will not be taken away. Are you a Mary or are you a Martha? I suppose it depends on the day and the time and the task. But we can learn from both of these sisters. It was an honor to serve the Lord. But the one thing needed is to be served by Him. So let us consistently and persistently give to Him through His Word our undivided attention. Amen.